Because I've written about the subject of the spontaneous fulfillment of desire in one of my books, which was in fact called The Spontaneous Fulfillment of Desire, I'm frequently asked what makes an intention powerful. Is there a connection between the power of intention and prayer? Do prayers always get answered, etc., etc.? So here is a short summary. It is the nature of consciousness to create, principle number one. Number two, intention is a property of consciousness. Number three, intention coming from a deep domain of consciousness has infinite organizing power, which means that it can orchestrate its own fulfillment. The reason for this is follows. Consciousness in its ground state is a field of infinite possibilities, and it's constantly actualizing anyway into the manifest. Consciousness by itself is unmanifest, but it's constantly actualizing into the world of the manifest in space-time, energy, information, and matter. This is because consciousness is self-knowing, self-organizing, self-evolving, self-correlating, and self-correcting. It doesn't go off course if it's kept alive. So the techniques for manifesting intention in the yogic tradition, in the Yoga Sutras of Patanjali, are basically Dhyan, Dharana, Samadhi. Dhyan is the fluid awareness that comes from meditation. Dharana is focused attention or awareness. And Samadhi is transcendence. So when you have this exquisite combination of subtle intention, deep silence in awareness, and then a letting go in the process, then it's like dropping a pebble in a still pond, which has a very specific rippling effect. So in the yogic tradition, this combination of Dhyan, Dharana, Samadhi is first used to influence our own body, autonomic nervous system, listen to our heart, to regulate our heartbeat, lower our blood pressure, change our body temperature, etc. I practice these techniques myself, and I teach them also at the Seduction of Spirit course. But as you begin to get a little adept at this, then your whole lifestyle becomes one of mindful awareness, focused attention, and deep silence. In that lifestyle, you experience synchronicity, good luck, fulfillment of desire, etc. So those are all meaning the same thing: good luck, fulfillment of desire, synchronicity, being at the right place at the right time, etc. And that's because your intention is coming from the level where it is already organizing its own fulfillment. Right now your body is being kept alive by consciousness through its organizing power. When you walk, you have the intention to walk, and then the body organizes the rest, the body-mind system. When you sleep, it's the same thing, etc. So actually, that's our natural state. We mess it up if we get stressed and try too hard and interfere with what is really a natural process. I hope that brings some clarity to the science of spontaneous fulfillment of desire. Thank you.